This is episode 1953 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Heidi-ho, we're back today after being off yesterday. How are you feeling?
Better than I did yesterday. Was it yesterday? It seems so long ago. It was yesterday.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is Morgan got her second shot on Sunday of the vaccination. And you got which one?
The Moderna.
Okay. So Monday, you seemed okay. A little tired, sore arm, right? You came in.
Yeah.
And we did the show. And then yesterday morning, you were sick.
I tossed my cookies.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
I can't. It wasn't all day that I felt like crap.
Yeah.
But there was a portion of the day that I felt like crap. We'll see how the day goes.
Okay. Time for the Who Cares News.
Who? Who?
What's going on today?
Remember 2017?
I try not to think about it too often, but yeah.
Oh, it's PC.
PC?
The year 2017 PC.
PC.
Pre-corona.
Oh, pre-corona. Oh, I see.
If I said PC 19, you would have known.
Yeah, I would have known.
So it's AD, BC, and PC.
You people in the medical profession.
Now, we can do AC after corona.
After corona. I'm waiting for that one. Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, 2017.
Ah, yeah.
That was the year that E! Canceled Robin China, the reality series.
Oh.
That was to follow Rob Kardashian.
Oh.
Who? And then wife, Blac Chyna.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. I remember.
Supposed to follow them around. Except.
Except.
Well, they split up.
Well,
and E! Canceled the show.
Well, what are you going to do? They split up. Were they going to do a divorce show? We're going to follow Chyna around in her SUV while she goes and they have issues picking up the kid.
Some people would do anything for money.
I got that. Yeah. I got that. Well, okay.
So anyway, Chyna sued E! And the Kardashians for defamation, and this is one of my favorites, economic interference.
Well, you know, when you think about it, she did have a contract to do a TV show.
That's true.
Now, I don't know if the contract had a clause that, oh, by the way, if you piss Rob off, you're fired.
I wonder who split with who.
Well, that's a good question, too. I don't remember. Do you remember? We reported on this back in 2017. I know we had to.
Because if she had split...
I thought Rob left. I thought he was I'm done.
Well, then...
Yeah. He's kind of, you know,
dead to rights. She had some economic interference.
You betcha.
And if she...
Well, remember, she wanted to change her name to Kardashian.
Yes.
Blac Chyna Kardashian.
That was her first mistake.
Yeah, well, and she
didn't
get it.
Or one of her top 10 mistakes.
One of her top 10.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
A judge agreed that there was supporting evidence for a trial.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Now, don't fast forward.
Why?
Because it took until the end of this year, for Chyna to get her court date.
Wait, let me do math. Mm-hmm. 2021, 27. That's 4 years. Is that right? Did I do that four?
Delay.
Well, we had COVID last year, so this kind of trial really didn't
We
warrant.
Had COVID, and now see, I'm sure Kimmy has lawyer friends.
Oh, you know Kimmy's got lawyer friends. But they've always had lawyer friends.
Yeah,
come on now.
Kardashian,
hello.
Yeah. All right, so it's going to be right after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
But yesterday,
the
date was moved up about 6 weeks.
Wow.
Now, Chyna is thrilled by the date change.
I'm sure she is.
But before we get all geared up for the next trial of the...
But wait, there's more.
...decade. And it's not a national nightmare.
No.
Chances are it'll be settled in mediation due to... It's going to start in July.
Yeah, I think that it's never going to get to court.
No.
I think that E will come up with a little bit of money.
Because if it does go to trial, Chyna...
Yeah.
Mominger...
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Wow.
Rob.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest.
Wow.
And both NBC Universal execs and other E! Executives are expected to take the stand.
I bet some of those people are named in the lawsuit, too.
Probably.
I'm sure the Kardashians are.
Naturally, we'll keep you
for
posted.
For sure. We will keep you posted, golly.
It's like, I know. You gotta know.
I want it to start now. I just think it's too much fun. Let's start it now.
Dragon Mom meets Marvel.
Yeah, Dragon Mom.
I'm sorry, Marvel Universe.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm. So Game of Thrones is Emilia Clarke.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't recognize her without her white hair.
It is weird seeing her with regular colored hair, isn't it? And with a top on. I usually recognize her like naked, but that's okay. It's Game of Thrones.
And she has no dragons with her nowadays.
They don't travel with her, so, you know.
Anyway, she's being tapped for a Marvel series at Disney Plus.
Uh-huh, okay.
Because why not?
Why not?
Yeah, because that's what we do. We have Marvel series and Marvel
things. I got to tell you, the smartest thing. I thought Lucasfilms was the smartest thing that Disney acquired. Getting Jon Favreau with Marvel and doing Iron Man, and it all set off from there. Man.
That's the smartest thing?
That's the smartest thing they've done in decades.
Yeah.
In decades.
Decades.
Yep. And now WandaVision and Falcon and the next one and the next one and the next one. They just line them up for Friday night.
This is a Marvel universe.
We're kind of in a Marvel universe. Yeah. We are.
Didn't your son, he watched every...
Here's what we did during pandemic. Okay. We had house guests. Okay, so we actually watched all 23 Marvel movies in the order that they chronologically happened.
Wow.
As close to within the universe as
chronologically.
We could get. Chronologically, not in the order of when they were released.
Right.
Because some of the single superhero movies happened in between the Avenger movies. So yeah, it was very interesting, and we found that, you know, on a Wikipedia, it was great. There's a list if you want to do it.
Holy moly.
All the Marvel movies are on what? Disney Plus. See, smart. Worth the $7.99 every month. You can watch Avengers anytime you want.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah? Is he going to be in this too?
He's reprising his role.
As Nick Fury.
As Mr. Fury.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Olivia Colman. We'll probably be in it.
So do we know what this show's called or what it's about or anything like that?
Well, little else is known about the series, at least for those of us that aren't on the dark web sniffing out plots for Marvel.
And trying to find out when the next iPad's coming out. Oh, wait, that's already happened.
Now, although the Skrulls will be making their shape-shifting reappearance.
Oh, Skrulls are coming back.
From their previous MCU spots in Captain Marvel et al. I think that's what makes it successful because you can jump off of any platform.
Yeah, you really can. Yep. And the cool thing is that they've already thought this through. Somewhere there's a timeline at the Walt Disney Studios.
Probably.
In the Marvel offices that are guarded with a security guard.
Probably.
Whole timeline for the next 80 years of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's probably the mastermind maps of mind maps.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Doctor Strange, that's coming next, I think. They got to get Halle Berry. Well, she is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Is she?
Because she's part of X-Men.
She's
not part of the Avengers, but another part of Marvel.
Maybe they could bring her back. She needs some work.
You know what? They should bring her.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? She looks really good in a tight suit, too. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.